772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. We're going to take a look at today what I've entitled A Family of Warriors. Wednesday night we looked at Lively Stones. We had a message entitled In a Great House, and the first message was An Assembled House. And so we're looking at God the architect as he builds his house. You know, Psalms tells us, except the Lord build the house, we labor in vain. In other words, what do we mean the Lord builds it? The Lord has a pattern. He has a concept, and he instructs us, and we are to build according to the pattern. Everything outside the pattern in these last and evil days is going to be shaken. And I don't mean just shaken, it's going to be shaken and destroyed. Everything outside the pattern. That's what chastening is. Remember we looked at the word every son whom God receives, he chastens. What does that mean? God don't, you know, you're going to join the church, I'm whooping you. No, that's not what God is saying. You know, you become a son, he whoops you. No, chastening means that God deals with everything outside of the pattern. That's why if we come from afar off and we're stubborn, or if we're rebellious, you know, all of us had our issues, and, you know, God dealt with us in drawing us to himself. But the more I leave outside the pattern, the more chastening there is. Because what? God has to deal with and take away all the weight and the sin and the stuff, even if it's good, but it's not God. We find ourselves being chastened. In other words, chastening means God is removing everything outside the pattern so that that which remains is under his protection, is under his covering, under his shadow. He can vouch for you. Amen? So we looked at in a great house how there are seven different types of stones. The first was great stones, and we are the lively stones. Then there were the costly stones. Then the prepared stones. All of these have distinct and unique characteristics. And some of us are more than one stone. If you understand me, we have the characteristics of a number of stones. Then we had the measured stones. Along with that, the coping stones. Then we had the covered stones. And we looked at these. If you want to do a more in-depth study, get the CD or the DVD and then follow the scriptures that we shared with there. And then number seven, we have the foundation stone, the chief cornerstone, which is Christ Jesus. Now, what I've established in this teaching, which is entitled Heaven's Gateway. Heaven's Gateway. Do you understand that there are portals all over the earth? Do you know why satanic groups and occult groups use markings? For no better analogy, you know how a dog does? The neighborhood dog? That you see him he's a mutt. He's going around and he's sniff, sniff, squirt, squirt. He's marking off territory. Even the animals, bears, all of that, they mark off territories. Well, satanic groups mark territories. That's why over certain cities there are certain principalities, because here on the earth, there have been activities and exercises and occult witchcraft and necromancy and all that stuff to draw from out of that realm here, where there's lots of paranormal activity. If you ever been in a real, I'll say a real exorcist, or they call it exorcist, the casting out of devils, which the word says you'll, in his name we will cast out devils, demon spirits. Well, if you've ever been, one time in particular, out of several times, but this one time in particular, this young lady, her name was Jewel, and she was a jewel. She was so messed up, but anytime she got on a keyboard or a piano, it's like heaven would come down. But she wasn't in her right mind. But she had a gift, and they called her Jewel. And in long story short, we were going to lay hands on Jewel and get Jewel delivered. But some that were in the group needed deliverance themselves. Anyway, we had her in a place where we were praying for her one evening, and we prayed until it got so intense in there you could feel the intensity. Jewel's light little voice, little young lady, when those demons started to manifest, her voice sounded like the voice of a giant. Paranormal activity, that demon that was in her. She's mine. Coming out of this little girl. But my point is, there are portals. As a matter of fact, I shared this in Israel at Mount Hermon. I've been there. I was at the Golan Heights. I've been there twice. God bless him, back in the 90s to visit Israel. At the Golan Heights, they have actually Golan Heights is written there, where at the northern border is Mount Hermon. Now, Mount Hermon is known as the place where the angels that left their first estate first came down. The UN has stuff set up there. So you know these people, the mind of the secular world of these people, they know the portals. The Vatican has a telescope, a very powerful telescope set up somewhere. I forget exactly where it is, but it's another place that's a known portal. Well, Jesus, right at Mount Hermon, and the tour guide took the bus there. We got there, we got off the bus, because in the side of the mountain was built were pillars. It was like a temple. And the tour guide began to share with us what went on there. I didn't quite understand it till I began to understand what he was talking about in the context. Jesus, in the context of Matthew 16, where Jesus asked, "Whom do men say I, the Son of Man, am?" He was standing right there in front of that temple when he said this to his disciples. And they finally hee-hawed, and that Peter said, "Thou art the Christ." And he said, Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church." And then he pointed and said, "And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." You know, where the angels first came down and took daughters and had relationship with them and created giants was right there. But there are portals throughout the world. And you have to understand, where the church is and the church comes into alignment, it opens heaven. Not portals of hell. Portals of heaven. And a city will be determined. What type of spirit governs a city will be determined how strong the church is. If the church is in its proper place, violence, crime, human trafficking, all that stuff starts to wane because it's an open heaven. Where the church is weak and compromising, sin is rampant. When we understand that, and if you really understand, you understand that you are a gate. Do you know praise is a gate? Lift up your heads, O ye gates. See, when you walk around all defeated, sad, broke, busted, disgusted, attitude in your mind, and you saved, Jesus is saying to you, lift up your head, O ye gate, that the King of glory may come in. I mean, he's just a call away. You are a gate. That's why he says, give the devil no place. Shut him down. Don't let him come through your words. Don't let him have your imagination. Don't let him have your heart. Shut him down. So as we look at how God builds his house, he uses all manner of stone that is hewn out in the quarry. They're measured and cut out. The pillars are cut out in Lebanon. The stones are cut out in the quarries where all the saws and the wood, the hammers and all. But when they come to the site, there's no hammers, no saws, no noise. They're just set in place because they're measured. Amen? I liken the quarry and Lebanon to being your life and God's dealings in your life. See, stature has to do with your yieldedness. See, if you don't yield to God's dealings in your life, you will always have difficulty in church. And with the preacher, or with the word, or with giving, or with something. Because you've not been hewn out in the quarry. So time you get to the house, you're full of edges and rough edges and stuff. But when you allow God on a personal level to deal with you, you begin to see that there's a bigger picture. That we are stones that are to be fit, but we're to be alive. Imagine heaven. Everything has its place. Ain't no debris. Ain't nothing out of place. And that's how the kingdom is as well. So today we're going to take a look at a family of warriors. A family of warriors. Now notice in that phrase, family, you have family and warriors. Family, not just family and not just warriors, but a family of warriors. Let me fast forward a little bit. Nehemiah was commissioned by God to build in turbulent times. God calls us in spite of what's going on in the world. And I challenged God. I sought God on this. I said, Lord, with the magnitude of what I believe you've called us to do, why would you call us to do it in a time like this? God spoke to me and said, I called Nehemiah to build in turbulent times. And because he was obedient, in 52 days, the wall was finished. But see, Nehemiah had a strategy from God. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.